Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From one of the biggest names in jazz, a celebrated leader of the big bands, this is the latest offering from Maria Schneider and her orchestra with the tune Sputnik off her 2020 CD, Data Lords. This new project finds the creative bridge between the digital world and the natural one. In the digital world, Data Lords, who are in a race to amass the entire world's information, hypnotize us with conveniences, endless information at our fingertips, limitless entertainment, and endless other enticements. And in that natural world we know all so well, magic is revealed, if not intentionally, to divert our attention away from the virtual long enough to embrace the silence and the beauty that we know of nature. Her music always blurs the line between genres, and that's why this album is so profound. She is in a list of very few to have received Grammys in multiple genres, and she received the award in both jazz and classical categories. And in the end, she has an easy criteria for picking the music she makes. We were fortunate here at the show to talk to her recently, and she explained.
My decision-making in music and even in mixing and in mastering has little to do with the mind, and it has a lot to do with my stomach. You know, it's like when I first write a piece, you know, if I don't like something, I like physically don't like it. You know, if I love it, I'm physically, you know, just so excited.
Her recording career has always been very top-notch and distinguished. She has 12 Grammy nominations and 5 Grammy Awards. She has become a strong voice for music advocacy, and in 2014, she testified in front of Congress about digital rights and intellectual property. It was wonderful to catch up with her and very refreshing, and she also opened up about the key to being creative.
You feel passion to do, and do it the very best you can, the highest quality you can, and then let your audience find you, because that is always going to be unique, because we're each unique, and your own perspective. You know, I don't think you have to be some exotic person from some sort of exotic circumstance, from an exotic place, to be unique.
She's wonderful, man. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that lives for jazz, big and small, from the likes of Marcus Lewis, leading his big band, to Stan Kessler on the horn right here in Kansas City, Missouri, keeping that jazz revival alive in 2020. So let's get back to Kansas City on this next one, and an influence on Maria, born in Kansas City, and he went on to the world at large. This is trombonist, arranger, and composer Bob Brookmeyer with the song "It's So Peaceful in the Country," something on the other side of that Data Lord CD off the 2010 Essential Jazz Master CD as we dig in.
My name is Peter Kankura. I'm a saxophone player from Ottawa, Canada, and you're listening to Neon Jazz from Kansas City. We'll be right back.
That was veteran jazz saxophonist Peter Cancura with the tune Cinema off the 2020 CD Songs of Tales. He was born in Eastern Europe, brought up in the wilderness of the Great White North, and later made his way to the urban forests of New York City. This is a musician with a vast knowledge of jazz, Balkan, African, and American folk traditions. He also performs on banjo and mandolin, and his preferred medium for the camera is black and white film. And we caught up with him here at the show to discuss releasing material during a global pandemic. This is what he had to say.
Everybody else is realizing that without art, you'd go completely mad.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's great to put out music at this time. You know, what's hard is that you don't get to support it with live tours.
From jazz guitarist, bassist, composer, and educator Joe Morris, we go next. A big influence on Peter. This is the tune Mad Moon off the 2009 CD, Best of the Very Early Years. Dig in.
Thomas coming out of Ohio. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was New York City pianist, composer, and educator Micah Thomas with the tune Tornado off the 2020 CD Tide. And this song title is likely due to him growing up in Columbus, Ohio. He started playing songs on the piano by ear at two, and from his sophomore year of high school onwards, he began gigging regularly with the violinist Christian House and hitting the circuit hard. We caught up with him here during the beginnings of the pandemic in the spring, and he had a very profound thought on innovation that stuck with me ever since. Have a listen.
I think what I hope is that we really miss what we have lost. If we miss it, then we can appreciate it, and it can have maybe even a revival when we get back into things. You know, like, it's very precious to be able to be in the same room with other people and see magic happen right in front of us. And so I was reading about in the 1940s and 50s when, you know, Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell and Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster and Charlie Parker would doing the after-hours jam sessions at Minton's or in Cecile's hotel or whatever, looking and thinking about how new and fresh everything seemed. Like, I don't think musicians today are even have, I think there's been kind of a gradual dulling of the excitement of the feeling of newness in the music. And I think that this corona thing and the quarantine is giving us the opportunity to reappreciate and revalue something that is now going to be kind of new in a way and a privilege again.
Man, that has some stay power. From someone that Micah had some quality time with, this is veteran jazz trumpeter Byron Stripling with the Kluvers Big Band. It's the tune Indiana off the 2013 CD, Better Believe It. And we too around here as the jazz rolls on.
Hi, this is Rick Cutler. I'm a keyboardist and drummer and recording artist. I just put out my latest album, Women and Children. Just want to tell everybody they should definitely be listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. It's a great show.
That was a cat who has seen plenty of action in his jazz ride. Veteran jazz musician Rick Cutler with the tune The Blue Matters off the 2020 CD Women and Children. So he has been playing the drums since he was 5 and a half and the keyboard since his teens. He has performed in many productions on Broadway and written plenty for TV, film, and radio. And for 18 years, he was the keyboardist and musical director for tap dance legend Gregory Hines. And we talked to him recently here at the show, and he glowed about his old mentor.
Gregory was the best boss I ever had. He was just, couldn't have been better. It was just a complete joy. I was with him for 18 years. It was just a joy from top to bottom. He was the sweetest guy, warmest guy, most loving guy. Was the kind of person who made you feel, even though he had his celebrity, of course, but he made you feel when he was speaking to you that you were the most important thing to him at that moment.
And he also opened up about his thoughts on the post-COVID-19 world. This is good.
That how great it would be to have everyone back and everyone performing again, and you're able to see live music again. How beautiful that is.
Let's move on into another legend on the show. This is guitarist Larry Coryell with the tune Improv on 97. Off a tasty 2016 CD, enjoy.
Thank you. My name is Ben Rosenblum, jazz pianist and accordionist from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Zanino. Thank you.
That was the award-winning jazz pianist, composer, and accordion player Ben Rosenblum, joined by his trio with the tune New Sunday off his 2020 CD, The Music of Greg Hill. A great album. He has been called things like this over the years from the jazz press. We caught up with him here at the show, and he opened up about the magic of creating.
One of the things I find most magical and beautiful about music is its ability to connect to anyone. I've gotten to tour all across the U.S., definitely in a lot of places that are very different than New York City. You know, there's something very special and magical about being able to show up in a country like that or in a different part of the U.S. and still be able to connect with people who have never met me.
On my birthday year, I got an unexpected autographed copy of House of David, Volume 1, in the mail from the great Minneapolis-based jazz pianist David Billingsley. It was a wondrous gift and a quality release. He's a brilliant musician and a tireless advocate of the youth getting into music and having a good existence here in this country. As we get into the tune Grace and Power, I want to say thank you, David, for the gift you gave me and the world. Again, that was Wisconsin-born and Minneapolis-based jazz cat David Billingsley, coming from the home of Prince and where the new revolution of 2020 really began, with grace and peace, and that's what he brightens the world with. And finally, elevated by purpose and promise and upholding the virtues of equality and community, this is jazz pianist and composer Monica Herzig on her new CD called Eternal Dance. This is the tune We Are the Champions. We talked to her recently, and she had some good thoughts on jazz folk that translate to the people of America during this year of voting.
Jazz people, they're like guacamole, right? You can't just... So we're so dedicated to our art form, you know, and it's so important. And then realizing also it's important to people that there's always a way to get back up in some way.
Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a champion for what is right and just, a cool cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends, and get out there and vote.
Donald Trump. Don't boo. Vote.
Neon Jazz.